We are up to Siman Ayin Ches and Hilchos Krishma. It's one sif, and we'll be doing just that. Hayakora, someone was in the middle of Shema, v'yishilu mei raglayim shel sin al birkav, and he realized that there is urine coming out of his body. Posek, he must stop immediately, ad sheyichlu hamayim, until it stops, v'chozer likros, and he is allowed to return to his saying Shema. V'afilu im naflu al begodav, even if they got absorbed in his clothing, v'yeshpem tofeach amanas latfiach, and his clothing are actually sapping wet with it, whereas if you would touch it, it would be able to make something else wet, which would make something else wet. Kevon shehein mechusim bebigdo, since they are covered with his clothing, the halach is that that is mutter. Vim naflu meraglayim ba'oretz marchik mehem dalar amas, whereas if they fell on the ground, there he'd have to walk away 4 amas. Haga, o kashir sheyisbar lekamon, or the shear that we'll learn later, o mamtin ad sheyivlu bekarko, or he waits until they get absorbed into the ground. So the halacha is like this: if his upper clothing would be wet, meaning if it didn't just go through his underwear and it actually made the clothing, his outer clothing, wet, there it's considered like meraglayim, sitting on the ground, and the halach is he's got to walk away, that's not really going to work, so he's got to go and change his clothing. In the case of Shemona Esrei, he does not have to go change his clothing. Chazal were mekel, meraglayim, after they settled, are midrabanan, and the rabbanan don't make him stop his tefillah to go and change. In the case of Kriyat Shema, he is required in such a situation to change. Whereas if his outer begodim are dry and it's only his underwear that would be wet, there Chazal were mekel and they allow him to continue saying Kriyat Shema. Now, in the case where it's on the ground, it's said that what a person should do is either walk away for Amos or wait until it gets absorbed into the ground. The Mishnah Brewer says that if he's going to have to wait a very long time, like to the point that he's going to end up having to say, he's going to have to say everything over again, which we'll soon see. So the halach is he should not wait that long. Now the Rashba Shita is that in the case of tefillah, Chazal said that he can continue davening even if it's right in front of him. That means Chazal did not make a person walk in the middle of davening because meraglayim collected in front of him. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah comes out and says that although we don't paskin that way, in a case where someone actually stopped and waited long enough to say the entire Shema, so where we're going to paskin that where if a person wasn't able to say Shema, that shal kedei ligmar es kula machmas onus, he would have to say it over again. Since according to the Rashba, he doesn't have to, the person would not have to say it over again. Whereas the afilu shal kedei ligmar es kula, the machaber shita is that even though a person was mafsik long enough to finish the entire Shema, ein tzarech lachzer lamakom shepasak, he goes back to where he was up to. This is the machaber l'shitaso, where he holds that it's not a hefsik in Kriya Shema. Says the Ramah, hagav yesh omrim dimshal ligmar es kula choza l'rosh, that there's a daya that shal kedei ligmar es kula, the person would have to go back to the beginning. This is the way the Ramah paskin before. V'chein ikur kamosha gesafti liel, u'misharen l'fia kore, it goes by shal kedei ligmar es kula for this particular kore. Now the reason was, since he's an onus, meaning it is osur for him to say Shema, and it was shal kedei ligmar es kula, the Ramah holds that he would have to say it over again. In the case of tefillah, we saw before that the Rashba holds that a person is allowed to continue saying Shema in front of meraglayim because it's only a drabanan. Therefore, the Bir Halacha would say here that he would not have to say it over again. In the case of Kriya Shema, he would have to say it over again.